Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm not sure when you're reading this and listening to this, but here is the commentary for the syllabus for Business 123, Introduction to Investments. First, let me say that all of us at Southwestern are extremely grateful, extremely happy, honored, privileged that you are taking this class with us. We want you to succeed. So there, let's get started. The course description objective is Introduction to Basic Investment Principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, or just fixed, mutual funds, the legal term is investment companies, insurance products, interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. Sounds pretty heady, doesn't it? Folks, what I want you to know is that this is an introduction to investing class. You do not need any prior investment experience or knowledge, and if the talking heads on television make you spin around and want to stay away from investments, you have come to the right place, because there is far too much hype and jargon and I know more than you do in this world than there should be. It's actually very simple, but it ain't easy, as Warren Buffett wants to say about investing. Yes, on the surface, investing is actually very simple, but it gets complicated very quickly. Hence, all the people on television telling you why you shouldn't trust yourself and you should trust them. But I'm going to show you that you can trust yourself. It takes time. And it might turn out that you don't really want to do this. But there's good news. There are people who will do it for you, mutual funds. And you'll find that choosing a mutual fund is a daunting task, but once it's done, it's done. So the upstart of all this, the takeaway from all this, is to relax and realize that it's a journey. And we start very slowly, we start from the very beginning, but we will learn many of the techniques that you would learn in a graduate level class, because they're really not that hard. And you would learn out in the industry. Yeah. In fact, I teach this class as if you, dear student, were going to go into the industry. If you were to become a stockbroker or a life insurance agent or a banker, loan officer, or somebody in the real estate finance world. Yeah, because that's where I am. You'll see my introduction to myself, and I'll ask you to introduce yourself. What do you need? Well, the book is pretty dry, and it hasn't changed much in many years. It's basically the same book. It's not bad. It's not that great, but the administration says you have to have a textbook, so we have a textbook. I allow you to use any of the editions from the fourth up. You could use the first, second, or third editions, but the chapters are a little misaligned, so it's better to stick with the fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh. And what you'll find on the class webpage are links to places where you can get one of the older editions for a whole lot cheaper than buying the new edition for $4,893.47. Well, it's not that much, but you sometimes have to take out a loan to buy these new books. It's insane. So you decide. There should be at least one or two editions in the library on reserve for you, so you could read them there. And what I hope you'll find is that the material in our class website, it's a little daunting at first, but that's more than enough. Yeah. In my humble opinion. Now, you need a notebook. I recommend a three-ring binder because we have copious, numerous, lots of handouts for you to organize. So a three-ring binder, I think, works best. You need a calculator? Really, all you need is add, subtract, multiply, and divide, folks. But a spreadsheet makes life a lot easier if you have used Excel or Google Docs or OpenOffice or LibreOffice. They all work fine. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and jokes? Well, in the online class, I don't use jokes as much as I do in the face-to-face class. It's because they don't work as well, but I love bad jokes. You want a bad joke? How do you catch a unique rabbit? Well, easy. Unique up on him. How do you catch a tame rabbit? Tame way. Unique up on him. You see, the jokes don't get any better. They just get worse. And you in the online class don't have to listen to them like the face-to-face students do. Attendance. Well, there is no attendance, but there is attendance. Huh? You don't have any class you have to show up at, right? So there's no place you have to be at any one time. But you must be disciplined because you need to work on this class every day. And I try to do my best to make it as easy as possible. There are lectures that are in MP3 files, which means audio files, that you can download to an MP3 player or a smartphone or a CD-ROM. Burn them to a CD-ROM. And you can listen to them while you're commuting in your car or bus or running or exercising or walking the dog or running after the kids. Yes, every day, folks, you need to be creating your notes, reviewing your notes, doing the assignments, working on the calculations. They're not that hard, actually. And listening and watching the presentations and reading the text. You can do it, folks. This class is really not that hard. As we said already, and Warren Buffett, I'm going to say it again, Warren Buffett likes to say that investing is simple, but it ain't easy. And we'll talk about the ain't easy part. That's the emotional part. Grading. You can get a very good grade in this class. You can do it, folks, because, as we said, it's just very straightforward. There's a lot of tedium, a lot to learn, and you need to know, but it's not rocket science. It's not a physics and quantum mechanics. No, it's investing. And the news is very good. If we have a long-term perspective and we are consistent and prudent and don't panic when the markets fall, as they always do, we can do well and you can become the expert for your family and friends, because that's what you're going to be. You're going to be the expert for your family and friends. Time requirements. Okay, let me make sure. The grading. We grade on a straight curve, 90, 80, 70, 60. And you know the bell curve, there's supposed to be lots of C's and few A's and F's and then a little bit more D's and B's. Well, it doesn't work out that way. Students either do really, really well, B's and A's, or they do badly, D's and F's, and then they drop the course. And I think a lot of it has to do with self-discipline. If you get behind, if you don't work every day, it's very easy to do poorly. So don't try, and now we're on time requirements. Don't try to learn everything the day before the exam or the day of the exam when all the assignments are due. Work every day, because study after study shows that learning requires repetition. And it's a 3-unit class, so that means 6 hours every day. You can do it. Accommodations. Students with disabilities, you know the routine. Contact me. We will do whatever we can to help you. We have an awesome support services office that can help. The presentations will be run through YouTube and through 3C Media Solutions, so that there will be closed captioning. Yeah, so contact me. Now, you are also referred to the Academic Success Center. It's not the only place. We should call it the Tutoring Center, but we have to have a fancy name for it. It is an awesome place. If you're having any troubles whatsoever, go there, meet other students who are learning how to study, work in groups. We have the Writing Center, the Reading Center, the Math Center, the Interdisciplinary Tutoring Lab, the Online Tutoring Materials, Online Rating Lab. We have tremendous resources. We want you to succeed. This is not the university where it's sink or swim, suckers, and you're on your own. No. And what you will find is that you're not alone. you'll find that there are other students who are struggling, who haven't been in school for many years and are getting back in the swing of what it's like. Maybe they never were there to study, to make notes, to do what a student does. Students study. Do students pardon? Party? No. Pardons party. Students study. That's a joke. Okay, now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, it's an online class, so most of the time you're probably going to just send me an email, right? Fine, but I am experimenting. I experimented with this a few years ago. It didn't work out too well. On Tuesdays and Thursday nights, I will be available for you to call or Skype or online. We'll use one of the chat rooms that Blackboard has available. And so please contact me or just make an appointment. What I find is some students are afraid to, or not, maybe not afraid, but they just don't want to bother me. That's what I'm getting paid to do this, folks. So please do contact me. And sometimes it's easy to do something over the phone, or we can meet at my office. Actually, I'm not at my office that much this semester. I'm mostly at Donovan Correctional Facility, where I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make phone calls. You're not allowed to bring your cell phone into the prison. So it's a very strange place. It's a different world. So I might be able to get to a phone, in which case I'll post that and you can contact me there. But we will accommodate you. We will make time for you. Don't think that you're bothering me. Look, I gave you my home phone number. And mostly, it's funny, I work a lot on the weekends doing preparation. So it's a great time to call me on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, doing prep. There's my email. We are told that we should get back in touch with the students as soon as possible, so we claim 24-hour response. I'll normally try to get back in touch with you sooner than that. The students sometimes complain to the administrators, "This instructor never returns my emails." Oh, yeah? Well, some of the students never return our emails, especially the online students. "Wait, where are you? Why are you haven't turned anything in. You haven't submitted any assignments." And then you'd finally drop them, because that's what we're supposed to do. And 2 weeks later, you get an email, "Where did you drop me?" Okay, all right, now. So where are you going to be spending a lot of your time? WonderProfessor.com, folks. That's my website. I spared no expense. It cost me like $14 or something like that to start it. I think it's $10 a month. And why did I choose that? Because I wanted something you cannot forget. The college gives us a website, but it's the college website /tilde, your first initial, your last name, and I used it for a few years, and students come up to me and say, "I think your website's down." No, you can't find it. You can't spell my name, and you can't find the tilde key. And anyway, the darn thing was never very reliable, and I think they're gone now. So I started this a few years ago, and try to figure out a name that people can remember that's not already taken. It is not easy. So when I was growing up, I always remember as a young child watching the TV, which was black and white, and there was Mr. Wonder, who was discussing science, and Timmy would go to Mr. Wonder, what are we going to learn today? "The old Timmy, today we're going to learn about refrigeration." And so science was the big thing, and so I just always taken that wonder. So can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Can you remember Wonder Professor? Yes, you can. Okay. And you're going to be spending a lot of time on WonderProfessor.com, folks. The first time you see the website, you might get a little overwhelmed. I've had, in fact, students tell me that. "Oh, it's overwhelming. There's so many links." Yeah, but a lot of them are duplicated. A lot of them are the presentations in MP3 file format, in Flash format, on YouTube, on 3C Media Solutions, so those are all duplicated. And then there's commentaries that take a little bit of time for you to listen to. You're listening to them, one of them now. There are the documents. There are links to other places. So just spend a lot of time on this website and enjoy it. Now, what do you do with your syllabus, right? You put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. Well, hopefully not, because look at the second page. That's the course schedule. Are you with me? Are you looking at it? Yes. This is it, folks. Here's the entire course, all 16 weeks of it, from the beginning, where we start from the very beginning with what is an investment. And then we take an overview of financial investments, of securities, which is a fancy word for a financial investment. We then turn our attention to mutual funds, which is the good word. If you absolutely can't stand this after about 6 weeks or so and you drop the class and say, I'll never take another introduction to investments class again in my life, the good news is that mutual funds are there to do it for you, and so we concentrate on them at the beginning, within the third and fourth week. Then we're going to spend about 5-6 weeks on stocks. Very important area of investments. A couple weeks on bonds. And then towards the end of the class, we tie it all together with diversification and asset allocation, which basically goes back and looks at the very beginning, from the very beginning to where we are in week number 12. And then the last 3 weeks are topics and investments that may be interesting to you, but hopefully I'll scare you out of them. Futures, options, margining, shorting. And then some alternative investments, which we can't really spend a whole lot of time on because we just don't have that much time. But for many people, real estate is a very important investment. It's a royal pain in the patootie, let me tell you, but it can be very profitable. And we have entire classes just in real estate. We'll look at annuities, precious metals, collectibles, starting a business. These investments are not for most people, folks. So there it is, and then there's the final. So there's the entire class. Are you excited? I hope so, because I am. Remember, I am the luckiest guy in the world. I get to teach what I do. I'm a stockbroker. I'm an insurance agent, and I also invest in real estate. So this stuff is what I live and breathe, and so please bother me, ask questions, because I could talk about this a whole lot longer than most any reasonable person would ever want to listen to. Welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments. We wish you the best of success. Let's get started. See ya!